number of new clinical research efforts in lung cancer include or focus on radiation therapy, and I met with Dr. Ritsuko Kamaki for an update. To help illustrate the changes in the field, Dr. Kamaki presented several patients from her practice, beginning with a 76-year-old man who had a left lower lobectomy for T2N0M0 squamous cell carcinoma in July 2002, with a complicated postoperative course during which he developed pulmonary emboli and a hydropneumothorax. In a follow-up CT scan 3 years later, a new primary lesion was found in the right lower lobe, which measured about 2 centimeters, and the biopsy demonstrated poorly differentiated squamous cell carcinoma. The PET scan demonstrated negative lymph nodes and there were no distant metastases. This second primary lung cancer was staged as a T1N0M0 squamous cell carcinoma. The patient had very poor lung function and was dyspneic with minimal exertion. His performance status was 2, and Dr. Kamaki began by discussing the option of primary radiation therapy.
By using very big field that will compromise further his lung function, however, by using stereotactic radiation therapy, which is pinpointed radiation treatment, without compromising his lung function, we can do a very quick pinpointed radiation treatment for this patient.
Did you actually go ahead and treat him?
Yes, that's what he wanted to have. And this stereotactic radiation therapy, we have to localize the tumor exactly where the tumor is. And when we do the planning, we have to do 4D CT. That means we have to make sure we don't miss tumor. So that we are checking the tumor motion depending on his breathing phase. We take maximum expiration and the maximum inhalation and then ask the patient to take very shallow breathing. So every phase, so the inhalation, expiration, we take one set of the CT scan as well as shallow free breathing. So when we take this planning CT scan, we don't miss the tumor. We take a minimal margin around 8 millimeter clinical. That means always cancer has some fingers around. So we take 8 millimeter margin, what we can see, that's why we call it gross target volume, 1.8 centimeter based on PET CT scan, and then take margin around 8 millimeter. And then every day we set it up like 3 millimeter margin around. But again, this stereotactic radiation therapy, we give very high dose of radiation therapy. So we do CT scan every time we give radiation treatment beforehand. And because even like a couple treatment, tumor start to shrink and the center of the tumor might shift. So we have to put the central axis right in the middle of the tumor. But we don't miss the tumor by doing that. So every time patient had radiation treatment, we call it stereotactic radiation treatment. Just like almost surgery, we give pinpointed radiation therapy by using like multiple 6 field of the treatment. The center of the tumor is right in the middle of the beam, but we are giving radiation treatment from 6 different field. So surrounding normal tissue like alveoli, spinal cord, and heart, and the liver, it will not be damaged by the radiation treatment.
So how did this man do?
He did very well, and he was very happy. The treatment was done every day within 40 minutes, and it was done from Tuesday through Friday, daily treatment. And he's fine. He's doing great about 6 months right now. No evidence of disease. And we have done this type of treatment more than 200 cases.